Thursday, September 8th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, last Thursday night, President Joe Biden delivered a speech in Philadelphia in front of Independence Hall that has become extremely controversial. Interestingly, on Friday, he walked back some of his statements, but then again on Labor Day, Monday of this week, he reiterated many of those same statements. When preparing for our podcast today, we went over two particular stories, one by Scott Street in The Federalist and another op-ed by Henry Olsteen out of The Washington Post. Scott Street actually worked for Joe Biden. Henry Olsen works for a paper that clearly leans hard left. And yet both these men wrote op-eds that were extremely critical of Joe Biden and the speech.
Tom, the warning signals on this speech had already sounded even before the speech was given. The major broadcast news companies, ABC, CBS, NBC, all declined to carry it as a presidential speech. Now, protocol is whenever there is a declared presidential speech, there is the predilection to clear the broadcast schedule in order to communicate the words of our president to the citizens of the United States. But when they received the speech and did a preview of it, their verdict was, this is not a presidential speech. This is a political speech in light of the midterm elections just being 2 months away. And that is after they had reviewed the speech. And by the way, not only them, but also the number one cable news agency, which is Fox News, also declined to carry the speech and continued their regular programming, and then later covered the speech, as did the broadcast news companies. And it seems as if their preview was accurate when you take a look at it. So, Tom, trying to look at this from a Christian world and life view, I really have to start with the traditions of our country, which is once you become president, you make a difference between your political campaign speeches on the road and your presidential speeches from presidential sites, such as the Oval Office, such as the Capitol, and of course, national parks. Well, that's where this speech took place, in a famed and primary national park, which is the grounds around Independence Hall. I actually take groups of people there on a faith and freedom tour that Peter Lilbeck and I do together. I highly commend his book, Sacred Fire, the study of George Washington, that I think is unmatched, by the way. So anyway, I've stood there. You would not recognize the place with the way that it was set up and lighted for this presentation. Even Democratic pundits have referenced how it has a Nuremberg or Berlin look to it, the way the lighting was done, and then the military standing behind the president at attention for the entire speech, almost like a warlike setting that the president was making, and then a speech that was declaring a political war upon a political faction. And that means it was a political speech. He constantly referenced what he called the MAGA, that is the Make America Great Again Republicans, as basically being fascist. But he did more than that, Tom. He made it astonishingly clear that if you believe in the sanctity of life, if you believe in the sanctity of sex, if you believe in the sanctity of marriage, one man, one woman for one life, if you believe in the sanctity of family, and if you believe in the sanctity of gender, then you are a, and I quote, a fascist. And then if you voted for Trump, then you are at best a misguided fool or an active participant in a fascist movement that is the greatest direct threat to this democracy since World War II and the war against fascism. So that's 70 million plus Americans have been put into that category. And what was clear is that this was a political speech in which the president was saying democracy is at stake. But if you listen carefully to the content of the speech, the lighting, the presentation, Independence Hall, the setup, the aura around it, the two Marines standing at full attention and military alert, and then you had the content of it, which was anything that stands in opposition to the Democratic platform that is fully committed to the fabrication of marriage, fully committed to the genocidal assault upon the unwanted, inconvenient, an imperfect child in the womb, fully committed to transgenderism and all of the horrors attended to the surgical mutilation that is taking place upon children that are bringing destruction and irreversible effects in their life. If you're opposed to that agenda, which is ensconced now in the Democratic platform, then you are a threat to democracy. What Biden is saying, the democracy that is acceptable for the future is that which is defined by the Democratic platform. Thus, it was not a presidential speech. Tom, listen, there's a couple of things my father used to share with me. He said, to be a good coach, a good teacher, a good leader, you've always got to be a learner. And you need to remember, to be a learner, you have to be quiet, to be silent so that you can learn. The second thing my dad told me, though, communicators, if you give them long enough, they will eventually tell you what they believe. And President Biden delivered that with a torrent of rhetoric that was unmistakable. Here is a president who, in his campaign, said that he was going to be a uniter. Now he uses a presidential speech moment to deliver a political speech that was clearly divisive in terms of drawing a line to the content that will be allowed in the public square of what is acceptable public speech and public policy debate. Now, this is the same president who had just proposed and now thankfully abandoned an office on disinformation, setting up an agency for government-approved speech. So, Tom, you can't miss these signals. What I think are intellectually shallow political attacks in light of an upcoming midterm election and an unbelievably missed moment where a president could have set an agenda for the uniting the country around specific issues that would be common concern to everyone, but instead made it a divisive political declaration. If his concern is the Make America Great Again Republican Trump voters, he went way beyond that, in that there are myriads of people that do not necessarily vote for Trump, but who are committed to the sanctity of life and the sanctity of gender and the sanctity of family and the sanctity of sex within marriage, and labeled them as fascists. He went way beyond that significant number of people that are supportive of President Trump's candidacy. And if anything, I think he gave wind to the previous president's current and contemporary designs on a candidacy in 2 years. From a Christian world and life view, don't miss the moments when we have the opportunity to speak. Learn how to deal with difficult subjects with a positive solution. And is there anything more clear than the gospel itself as a prime example of this? We're sinners, we're under God's judgment, we cannot save ourselves. That's bad news. But here is the solution. If we can take the glorious gospel message that communicates bad news with the good news, emancipation, grace of God that's found in Christ, then we can learn to bring that to the issues of life, identify the problems, and bring the solutions, and return politics back to the origin of its meaning. And that is the public discussion and proposal of public policy that benefits an entire society.
Dr. Harry Reeder's book, 3D Leadership, is devoted to equipping the church and believers to multiply and mobilize leaders in all walks of life. A great resource for your personal development, group Bible study, or for church officer and leadership training. 3D Leadership, defining, developing, and deploying Christian leaders who can change the world. To order your copy of this book, go to briarwood.org/3D. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today and perspective.